Oh, ye wee ungrateful creatures, do you not want your life and freedom? Bow to the good abbot and thank him right now. Come on, bow your scruffy heads and say thank ye, father, all of ye.
With very bad grace, the tree rats bobbed swift bows. Muttering thanks, Abbot Glisson nodded to his guard force below on the path.
That's sufficient. Send them on their way now.
Many of the rats hesitated at the edge of the ditch, but they were urged on by stern warriors with shoves and pushes.
Come on, it ain't that deep. Either climb down or jump over.
Knocko put his footpaw behind one or two.
I ain't carrying yous over on my back. Get going.
Tugger Bruster was about to swing his iron club at Tala, the mate of Chigid, whom he had slain. However, she preempted the move by leaping right across to the other side of the ditch, where she faced him, hatred and defiance glittering in her eyes.
See me, Sparky Mouse? I be Tala. I killed you one day.
The Galsam Logalog began waving his club, roaring.
I've taken enough of this! I'm coming over there to finish you off like I should have done!
The abbot shouted from the wall top.
There'll be no killing done here! Stop him!
Dwink shot forward, grabbing Tugger Bruster in a headlock. The shrew bit his paw, tripping him and pushing him into the ditch. Knocko was on Bruster in a flash, knocking the iron club to one side. With a driving headbutt, he knocked the shrew chieftain out cold. The Gonfalon leader smiled.
I've been wanting to do that for a good while now. Come on, young'un, out you come.
Reaching down, he grasped Dwink's paw and heaved. The young squirrel tried to stand, then cried out in pain.
Ouch! Me flippin' footpaw!
Samulus scrambled down to his side, inspecting the footpaw.
Must have fell awkwardly. It's broken.
Willing volunteers carried Dwink into the gatehouse, where Brother Tyrillus hastened to attend him. Up on the threshold rampart, Abbot Glisson watched the freed vermin wandering willy-nilly as if in no particular hurry. He turned to Skipper Rorgus.
Is that a bow you have there, friend?
The otter proffered the weapon.
Holy father, it is.
Glisson selected an arrow from the skipper's quiver. Laying the shaft upon the string, he drew back and let fly. The arrow fell just behind the back vermin rank. Glisson raised his voice in command.
Right, all archers, prepare to shoot on my order. Ready!
Without turning to ascertain the threat, the vermin took to their heels and fled in disorder. Sister Violet watched the receding dust cloud, remarking to Skipper,
I didn't know Father Abbot was such a fine bow beast. That was a splendid shot.
Glisson did something quite out of character for the Father Abbot of Redwall. He winked roguishly at the astonished sister, mimicking a rough otter voice.
Ha ha! There's a lot ye don't know about me, matey. Ain't that right, Skip?
Skipper Rorgus returned the wink.
Aye, right as rain, me old shipmate.